The Absolute Philosopher. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Capel, California. I was in Walmart last week, and I was looking around for a few things, and this woman, sitting in her automated shopping cart, came riding up to me, and she said, "Sir?" I said, "Yes, ma'am. Would you mind answering a couple questions for me?" And I looked to see if she were maybe a survey taker or something of that nature, but she was just a woman with her shopping basket there buying things in the store. And I said, "Well, certainly. What is it that I can help you with?" She said, "Well, I just felt like I could ask you this question because you seem like a person who cares." I said, "Well, thank you very much." And she said, "I have a problem, and I don't know who to go to talk to about it, because it's a problem that concerns my family and concerns me, and people might think not very nice of me if I told them about the problem." And I said, "Well, that sometimes happens. But in this world, we don't need to judge one another, because we all have so much to be judged with in ourselves, so we judge not." And she says, "Well, I kind of thought that might be your feeling." But she says, "I have a son and a daughter, and they're in love with each other. And they want to be married, and they want to have a relationship together, and I kind of feel they already have, and I don't know what to do about it." And I said, "Well, there are many physical things that you could do, and there's many treatments that you could take them to, centers and what have you, to say to them that this is not acceptable in our society. And let it go at that. You don't need to say that some societies don't find that an abomination, but our society does not accept that." She says, "I know." He says, "And this is what makes me so unhappy. I know about it. I know that it's taking place. I know, but I don't know what to do about it." And I said, "Now, isn't it interesting that you stopped me and asked me to work with you on this interesting question?" She says, "Well, I just felt good. I just felt that you would care and that you might even have an answer for me." And I said, "Well, there's one way that you can handle this, that everything works out in perfect order." "Oh, tell me, tell me, tell me," she said. And I said, "Come on, let's go over to the coffee shop here and have a cup of coffee together." So she drove in her little Walmart motorized shopping cart, and I followed her over to the coffee shop. And we sat down at the table and ordered some coffee. And I said, "Now look, you have a power within you that is greater than anything you ever dreamed about. And if you want to use that power, you can have great things take place. And you can have bad things take place, or you can have good things take place, depending upon how you interpret what's happening. And some of the good things might be bad things for other people. Some of the bad things might be good things for other people. So we don't use the word good and bad, because they have no place here. So the situation that your children are going through right now is neither good nor bad. We don't judge it. At the moment we judge it, we lose our power. We're like Samson. When Delilah cut his hair off, he had no more power. It was purely an emotional, psychological thing, but to him it was very definitely and very real. So now, you have a power, and that power is to use your thoughts and to use your attitude wisely. Now, what is it that you would like your son and daughter to do? You would apparently like to have them not have this sexual attraction toward one another. you apparently would like to have them not have this attitude toward one another, which society here does not truly accept. Oh, you understand me so well. You know exactly what's going through my mind. You know exactly what's going through my heart. And she started crying. And I said, now, that's true. I know what you're thinking and I know what you're going through. But I also know that there is a very perfect solution for you that functions perfectly if you're willing to put it in motion. And she says, oh, I'll do anything. I'll do anything. She says, I have had so many difficulties in my life. She says, I haven't been able to walk properly and I haven't. Now, I said, just a minute. Let's take one thing at a time. We're dealing with your children right now. Let's get off your kick of being sorry for yourself. Huh? I'm sorry for myself? Yes, you are. You're sorry for yourself. And this is part of the problem we have here, is that you're sorry for yourself. Now, what your children do is totally their choice, totally their business, and none of your business at all. Well, then why am I talking to you? What's going to come? Because that is not true. Everything in your world is your business. And when you have an attitude about everything in your world as harmonious and wonderful, joyful, happy, fulfilling, then that's just what it is. Well, what can I do? What can I possibly do to help the situation? And I said, now here's what you can do. Do you love your son and daughter? Oh, yes. They're my life. They're what I live for. Do you think that they are good children? Oh, I always thought they were good children. Well, now, do you think they are good children? Yeah. You see, you cannot have it be a past tense thing. It has to be a present tense thing, a thing in the now. Do you think that they are good children? Yes. Do you think that they always do what is for their highest and best? I'd like to think that. Do you think that? Yes. It's not a matter of what you like to think, it's a matter of what you do think. Now, do you think that they always do what is for their highest and best? She breathes hard and heavy, and finally she said, yes. Do you always recognize that they do whatever is for their highest and best? Yes. Okay, then. Start recognizing that they have beautiful values. But they don't. Now, hush. You start recognizing that they have beautiful values, that they are raised on the Christian principles that you are raised on. They are raised on the ethics and the values that you are raised on. For surely you did teach them these things. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And now, that they have this desire in them for things that you don't feel are acceptable, that's not going to change. We're not going to change the desire in them and make it a good one. We are going to only concentrate on the fact that they live harmonious with their world. They live harmonious with the values of the world in which they live. They have desires for perfect relationship. They have a desire for perfect oneness with each other and the world. They are a brother and sister, and they respect this brother and sister relationship with all their heart and all their soul and all their being. They respect this, and both of them are of this age now where they are becoming illumined, becoming infatuated with love, with relationships. And each one is finding that perfect other that makes their life feel fulfilled and rich and beautiful. Oh, oh, if only, not if only, you put this cause in motion, that each of them is finding fulfillment in their perfect other relationship that makes them feel happy and rewarded. And while they may have loved each other before in a sexual way, now they have that love for another, for someone who is harmonious with them and their world and their direction and their being. And she sat there a little stunned. Does this really work? And I said, yes, it works. However, you have to turn the magic key that says it works. You have to turn the magic key that says all is in divine order. You have to turn the magic key that says, I am the creator of my world, and I see everyone in my world harmonious and beautiful and good. And as you do this, you will have that experience. She says, oh, I feel so much better, but I feel I have a great responsibility. And I said, no, you don't have any great responsibility. All you have is to see it done, to see that this is the most happy, ordinary thing in the world, that your children each find their special lover, that special person in their life, outside of the family, and it is done. It is done now, and it is done completely. Now, when you go home, you'll find that already you'll be seeing evidences of new friends that they have, new relationships that they have, and you'll find them no longer being interested in what interested them before, because they're growing up. They're enlarging their world of vision for themselves. And you watch. You will get out of that chair, and you will be back to your normal self again when you give up worrying and fretting about other people, rather than putting causes in motion for their highest and best and for your highest and best. I said to her also, now you have a little treat for yourself. Every day you say, I like me, and all is in divine order. You go home now, after you're done with your shopping here, and you say, I like me, and all is in divine order. In fact, while you're shopping, you can even say it. You can say it every minute of your life. I like me, and all is in divine order. And when you say that, expect miracles, because they're already happening wonderfully, powerfully, totally, completely in your life. Nothing happens by chance, does it? So my love, go and enjoy the new thoughts that will bring you happiness, fulfillment, and completion in all areas of your life. Have a good day. And I left the table, and she sat there for a few minutes longer drinking her coffee, finishing it, and I went about my shopping. Things like that happen. Now, what's going to happen to her children? It's already done. I put the cause in motion. She put the cause in motion, and it's already done. You put the cause in motion for the joy of your life, no matter how difficult it may seem, and watch how it works out. Have a nice day, and know that the Absolute Philosopher, I love you, I love you, I love you.